This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Our number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The clownish antics of Tex Kennedy, that drunk driving furry, and now he's the El Paso punchline, and it's much less funny now that he's promising to convert millions of you into felons and send armed government agents to their homes to steal their constitutionally guaranteed property. And maybe he doesn't know whether it's due to pharmaceuticals or maybe he's just simply stupid. That two Democratic administrations ago, right up the road, the Fed sent a bunch of armed men to take the forbidden guns of some people who were minding their own business, and that turned out poorly. Four dead ATF agents and 70 dead civilians, including dozens of children that they burned alive. It's too bad that the ridiculous dwarf George Stephaplatypus didn't query the Waco kid on how many Waco reruns he and his fascist friends are willing to accept to show us rubes who's boss. Huh? After all, that's what this AR-15 immoral panic is all about. There are 20 million scary fake assault weapons known out there in the safest of all possible hands, that of you, for use in defending themselves, their families, their communities, and their constitution. How many of them were used this year by scumbags to hurt other people in the mass shootings that get exponentially more coverage than the Blue City bloodbaths that are exponentially worse? We had what? Two recent incidents. Two in Chicago. Two shooting incidents in a slow hour. Two in 20 million. Those are actually very good odds, aren't they? This dream of unleashing the cops, and maybe the army, I guess, on normal Americans is designed to arouse the impotent urban libs who desperately want to flex their puny little muscles and humiliate us by stripping us of what makes us citizens and not serfs. And the fringe benefit is that we could no longer resist the kind of Cuban tyranny they dream of imposing. For the left, on the elitists on the left, gun bans are a twofer. Now, until recently, they would have said to me, that's crazy talk. That is very, very crazy, you crazy person of craziness. Recently, Scat Francisco declared the NRA as a terrorist organization and promised all sorts of nasty consequences for firearms dissenters, which is interesting. Here you have a government body in a progressive cesspool explicitly outlawing a group of American patriots because the goose steppers by the bay disliked their political views. And I guess now the Bill of Rights is now the Bill of Suggestions. What other thoughts and opinions will they outlaw? Christianity seems pretty unprogressive. How about banning that too? Everyone but those insufferable pinko Unitarians are terrorists. And you know, this is true. If we would simply disarm, they would do this big 180 and suddenly start totally respecting our civil rights. Chet the Unicorn insists that is the case. Beto, which is not his name. He's not Hispanic. He's Irish. He got the fussies because someone from Texas named Briscoe Kane responded to the fascist furry's threats to send armed people to steal his property by observing that his AR-15 would be ready and waiting. And whether anybody out there likes this or not, that was an appropriate thing to say. Whether they think it was or not is not the point, which is why Drinky O'Run from the Scene and his media cheerleaders tried to make it the point. The point is that an awful lot of armed people, many of them veterans, feel really strongly that sending folks with guns to rip away their constitutional rights is a tyrannical act of war. And that reality has consequences most Americans are unwilling to accept to bring about the nation of defenseless sheep our alleged betters desire. So the harsh fact is when you send people with weapons to steal other people's stuff, there's a huge potential for violence, especially if, one, the intended victims strongly and correctly believe that they have the constitutional right to do what they're doing, and two, because, by definition, the people being oppressed have guns. Eric Garner was just trying to peddle some loose cigs, and the cops killed him. When you pass a law, you resolve to use force to enforce it, and whenever you use force, there's a risk someone ends up in a body bag. Beto is willing to take that risk. Are you? Now, right about now, the elite and their little media jump bunnies, they would be out there saying, you're advocating for violence, for even raising the manifestly obvious issue of the violence that would almost certainly result from a frontal assault on an actual provision of the Bill of Rights that actually exists, that precedes the government, that the founding fathers knew was something we were endowed with simply by being born. They know it. Everybody knows it exists, as opposed to some constitutional specter composed of penumbras and emanations and leftist preference. It's a lie, like everything else they and their GIMP media say. You are advocating violence when you propose to use armed force to attack American citizens in order to steal their property and freedom. That is an advocation of violence. Beto is advocating violence. And that's not a hypothetical. It's happened before. Lexington and Concord, it happened. Waco, it happened. Ruby Ridge, it happened. See the trend? When a government tries to take Americans' guns, people die. And maybe the scary black guns scare you, but is that danger really what you want to sign on to? Gun confiscation leads to violence. That's not a hope. It's an observation and an objective fact. And the, you know, the Democratic transcriptionists that comprise the mainstream media will try to drown out this essential critique of their plot with a bunch of lies. But just wait for how they mischaracterize anything like this coming out. They really think their own followers are dumb, the people that read their newspapers, watch their TV shows. It's them accusing you of having a pro-burn agenda when you suggest they not lay their paws on a hot stove. And ditto for the useless Frito-cons who will take a break from their multiple failed marriages, from advocating for wars you get to fight for them, and from bellying up to the Lido Deck buffet for the second breakfast carb download to parrot the party line of their leftist donor doms. Apparently, true conservatism means ignoring inconvenient history. So, the Waco kid's plan will lead to death and violence. He is advocating for violence. If you ask them how many Wacos they would be willing to take, I bet you they would say, as many as it takes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lancaster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I don't think I'm alone when I say it's frustrating having the same conversation over and over again. I get tired of saying the same things over and over again. I get tired of trying to explain the difference between a semi-automatic and a military-style assault weapon. I get tired of parrying the asinine retorts of how our founding fathers only had muskets and being told by strangers what weapons I don't need. I'm frustrated having to constantly cite statistical evidence showing that the vast majority of gun violence in America is the result of suicide and of criminals who have obtained their guns illegally, which suicide is not gun violence. And I'm frustrated with just trying to justify my personal choices to people who are completely ignorant about guns and are completely unwilling to learn anything about them. And I'm tired of it because it's an exercise in futility. They come back the next day, I can talk till I'm blue in the face, till I pass out, till I fall over. The next day, they show back up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, still just as stupid, still just as pig-headed. So, deploying factual evidence works only when dealing with people for whom factual evidence has some semblance of value. And they acknowledge and then concede when it's presented to them. When they simply ignore it and continue to talk over you, there's no benefit in trying to make them see reason. It's like trying to talk to a brick wall. If reducing gun violence was an honest aim of the left, they would follow the evidence where it leads. But leftists oppose gun ownership not out of any heartfelt reaction to mass shootings, though they routinely go through the necessary public genuflections. They don't care about dead students. They don't care about dead Walmart shoppers, dead worshipers, dead police, or dead black Americans. They don't care about getting help for the mentally ill. They care about the consolidation of political power into a centralized totalitarian entity, which they arrogantly assume they possess, uniquely they possess, the competence to administer. Lawmakers like State Senator Julie Morrison, Democrat from Illinois, have smugly threatened mass confiscation, and others like Senator Cory Spartacus Booker, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, have suggested prosecution with prison time for noncompliance with mandatory buyback programs. Then Bob O'Rourke gazed up from the water bong to yelp, "Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15. Scary, right? Scary words. But these threats raise the question of who exactly they plan on sending out to do the actual confiscating. Do something is what we hear screamed from the podiums and across the Twitter sphere, with no intention of ever actually doing that something themselves. The bell-collared audience who noisily bleated their approval for O'Rourke's rhetorical feed bucket, they're not going to do anything. They're not going to do something. They, you know, other than demand somebody else do it. That's the job of the police, you say? Well, good luck with that. Out of the 250 million adults living in the United States, approximately more than half of them own one or more guns. That's well over 120 million doors for the police to bust down in unconstitutional searches and seizures. Which, and these would also be a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment, but we wouldn't even be having this discussion of the Bill of Rights with something the left even pretended to respect. Like I said, it's the Bill of Suggestions. Like combat soldiers, police can refuse orders they deem immoral or unconstitutional. And while I'm not one for the polls, they do continuously support that the police overwhelmingly support the right of law-abiding citizens to own semi-automatic rifles, including AR-15s, because these are the guys that go and find the dead people. These are the guys that go to the places where they are not allowed to have a gun, and they find the dead people. They were just at home, doing nothing. They didn't know them before this happened. The only time they ever meet them, they've been killed. They've been murdered. So, how successful will the efforts of the anti-police left, how will they're going to try to convince these same officers they hate to bust into American homes to steal guns the police think they have a right to own. And we're not even going to get into the sheriffs because, you know, that's going to be just horrible for the left. Even if a hypothetical President O'Rourke were able to cajole every American police officer to act as his own personal Stasi, such a force would still be inadequate for the task of disarming us. This reality is amplified by the fact that about three quarters of gun owners say gun ownership is essential to their freedom, giving a sense of just how much noncompliance such an effort would encounter. Nor should they count on the members of a woke population to voluntarily disarm themselves. Like in New Zealand, their buyback program has confiscated under 10% of known banned weapons. Mandatory registration laws in Deep Blue, Connecticut, New York, and California have garnered compliance rates of 15%, 4%, and 3%, respectively. This is not even for confiscation, but for registration only. How will they? How's this going to play in Texas or Ohio? If they want guns confiscated, the problem is going to be they're going to have to do it themselves. And their hesitation isn't from a lack of logistical capability. They do know how to organize people. But leftist organized volunteers act as human shields, you know, for Saddam's oil fields. You know, they've got the Antifa, you know, they got them going. But they're so insistent on disarming the populace. They have the means in it, you know, the attempt to try it. But what they lack is courage to match their convictions. Because most of us realize that the gaggles of welterweight pajama boys vacillating aimlessly between the 14th and 37th genders aren't going to don the tactical helmets and pick up the battering rams anytime soon, even if they physically could. And Bob isn't going to put down his sippy cup to lead the charge. So they're all very tough with dozens of them unmasked or able to beat unarmed reporters or harass 9/11 widows, knowing that the city's law enforcement is going to back them up. They're all real tough. But the day they try up against a bunch of highly motivated citizens, they're going to learn what hashtag resistance really looks like. Do something. I agree with you. Go ahead. Do something. We'll be right back. Well, no, you know, when we get back, we're going to talk about plastic straws and AR-15s. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Houthi rebels claim that their drones took out Saudi Arabia's biggest oil facility. He says they're lying and that they have evidence that Iran carried out the attack. There's new satellite imagery showing whoever carried out the airstrike used sophisticated technology. How this will affect what you pay at the pump is still an open question. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the extent of the damage at the Saudi facility is still unknown.
Some even believe that the duration of a price spike could be quite short if the U.S. and other countries release strategic petroleum reserves in order to stave off an extreme price spike.
Nearly 50,000 UAW workers are on strike against General Motors. There's ongoing talks between the company and the union to end the strike. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I was laughing at that because, see, that news report where Iran has taken out the Saudi oil fields. We get so little of our... We actually export oil now and gas and all the other things. Plus, we've cornered the market on natural gas. So, I mean, we don't need them anymore. I was alive during the oil crisis in the 70s when we had rationing and lines at the gas pumps. And I remember that quite vividly as a kid. And, you know, now it happens, and it's not because they're keeping it from us, but they got blown up, and we're just sort of sitting around going, so? And you know what? Those oil reserves were there in the 70s when we had this happen. We couldn't get to them, though. We can now. So I just find that amusing. I was my last unit that I was stationed with in the military was the 311th MI Battalion. We had the Arabic translators. So we knew we had to be indoctrinated on all things Arabic. And I can tell you right now, there's a bunch of guys right now just scratching their heads because they thought this was going to be a bigger thing than it was. It's pretty big to Saudi Arabia, but, you know, it's not to us. How did AR-15s become the straws, the plastic straws of the gun world? That's because demagogues need a scapegoat. But in the same way where banning a plastic straw is not going to make a dent in the ocean polluting plastics problem, banning assault rifles, which aren't, won't save one life. And it's tragic because it's just like faddish teenagers playing a dangerous or stupid social media driven prank. So-called adults go on this misguided, media-driven lynch mob kick. Do you remember when SUVs were demonized as planet killers 15, 20 years ago? Do you remember that? I do. Some environmentalists claim that SUV drivers were essentially hate groups. And other vandalism crazy greenies would ironically set fire to the vehicles to combat global warming. Yet, SUVs currently appear more popular than ever, and all is quiet on the gas because of the front. I drive one out of spite. What happened? The demagogues and their dupes have moved on to a different neurotic fixation. So now the suburban soccer mom can drive her Panzer-sized SUV. A lot of people call these things trucks, but, you know, that doesn't work very well. Trucks without a bed. Content in the feeling that she's saving the environment because she supports banning plastic straws while she drives the Panzer-sized SUV. Never mind that doing so likely won't save even one marine mammal. Because we're actually responsible for only 1% of ocean-polluting plastics and straws, which account for just 0.025% of that. Never mind that the anti-strawism began with erroneous claims in a 9-year-old science project, which I wish there was an enterprise to beam me to. The lynch mob has got to be fed, and the plastic straw users, well, you guys just suck. And joining straws in the dock and giving new meaning to demonizing the 1% are assault rifles trademark bending. Not only are they used in approximately just 1% of homicides, they're not even assault rifles, a term that had always referred to weapons that could be fired fully automatic or in more than one way, fully auto, three-shot burst, etc. Now the term is being applied to semi-automatic, one-trigger pull, one-shot rifles with certain cosmetic features, which gives it a military-esque look, which is a bit like putting a Porsche body on a Yugo chassis and claiming the car is going to win a race. But, as Andy Gun Crusader Josh Sugarman once put it, these weapons' menacing looks coupled with the public's confusion, anything that looks like a machine gun is assumed to be a machine gun, can only increase the chance of public support for restrictions on these weapons. So, yeah, it's all just a big old con. That said, AR-15s are used in an inordinate percentage of high-profile rampage killings, but believing that outlawing them would reduce these incidents' frequency makes as much sense as believing that banning the BMW 4 Series, which autoblog.com lists as the car most likely to be involved in a crash, would reduce the accident rate. Quite apropos, Autoblog's subtitle boldly reminds readers, remember, people cause crashes, not cars. The point there is that outlawing a vehicle wouldn't take the kind of people who drive it off the road. They just get into accidents in a different vehicle. Yeah. This point is even more relevant for AR-15 category rifles. The AR-15, it's been sold by the media as the weapon of choice for rampage killing. Not considering it's the most popular rifle in the United States, is that hard to imagine? Now, in reality, such a weapon isn't the best choice for committing a rampage killing, which generally involves attacking soft targets at close range. Ask James Holmes in Aurora, because most of the people he killed with a shotgun. And he killed them initially. But in other words, not only would rampage killers simply choose a different weapon if the AR-15 type rifles were somehow unavailable, it's arguable that the rifle's criminalization could push them toward more effective weaponry. And then we get to presidential contender Irish Bob O'Rourke. In March, he said, I just don't think that we need to sell any more weapons of war into this public. He would have been more accurate if he stopped after his first four words, I just don't think. But the pitch is rhetorically effective, conjuring the images of the flesh-eviscerating machine gun fire. But, leaving aside the common argument that allowing Americans the same firearms the military uses was the Second Amendment's actual intent, first note that the AR-15 was never used by the U.S. military. The M-16 was used by the military. It has been supplanted by the M-4. And this is set to be replaced by an entirely different rifle that will likely even use different, more effective ammo. Because the M-16, M-4, AR-15 ammo, the 5.56, actually has a relative lack of stopping power. But how many guns weren't designed as weapons of war? Bolt-action rifles were once state-of-the-art weapons of war. So was the flintlock. Go back further and clubs were weapons of war. Many people were still killed, are still killed with them today. Maybe we should outlaw baseball bats. The AR-15 standard round it has the second least power of the 41 cartridges found in the rifle cartridge killing power list page. So, it's relatively weak. And, you know, there's video of a little 7-year-old girl firing it. And I have a 6-year-old granddaughter, and I don't know if she could do it. And on the other hand, I've seen people bigger than me that can't handle a 12-gauge. So, it's just silly. It's just silly. But at least Beto was partially right when he said, I don't think. Correct, Beto. You don't. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com, That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. What I'm about to tell you right now, I am guilty of as much as anybody on this planet, except for one item that I do not get, will not get, and I have no intention of getting. But I'm going to be honest with you. When was the last time you sat down and read through the entirety of an app or hardware devices' terms of use? What you would find is usually thousands of words long legalese omelet, which is easily bypassed by scrolling to the bottom of the page and clicking on the I agree box, and unfortunately that's what all of us do in the modern world of instant gratification. This is what we tend to do. All of these apps that we use on a regular basis to order food and listen to music and even find a mate require that we opt in, and whether we have a conscious understanding of what that truly means or not, doing so has allowed for everything from the contents of your inbox and contact list to control your phone's camera and microphone to be manipulated by the application. As a society, we were once so afraid of first the possibility and later the reality of NSA spying we've dropped our guard down to the point that most Americans are running around with apps on their phones that are designed by foreign companies, many of whom work under governments which can legally force the app maker to turn over the personal information of their user base. So Americans aren't walking around with an attorney on their shoulders to help guide through the ever-expanding app store and the growing market of new smart speaker or smart home devices. So I've got four important points to consider when choosing what apps or devices are right for you. The one thing I do not have is a smart speaker. So, number one, assume that your smart speaker is always listening. According to a report published by Consumer Watchdog, patents filed by makers of the leading smart speaker devices reveal the device's potential use as surveillance equipment for massive information collection that can be leveraged for the purpose of intrusive digital advertising. They also found that although the digital assistants are supposed to react only when they hear a so-called wake word, the devices can be awake even when users think they aren't listening. Then, Windows 10 is spying on you. The OS privacy statement contains some pretty scary language regarding the scope of its data collection and the rationale behind its potential dissemination. If you have the patience to read through the 12,000-word service agreement, you'll find that the privacy statement clearly says, "We will access, disclose, and preserve personal data, including your content, such as the content of your emails, other private communications, or files in private folders, when we have a good faith belief that doing so is necessary." Goes on to explain that the information can be used to ensure compliance with the law or to prevent the loss of life or serious physical injury to Microsoft customers, among other things, but the arbitrary nature of what can be considered their interpretation of what good faith is should be enough to concern any woke customer. Then, your smart surveillance smart home systems are now partnering with police departments. Residential surveillance camera company Ring, which is owned by Amazon, has partnered with an app called Neighbors to create a neighborhood watch social network. And they're trying to do things like identify porch pirates and package thieves and to help find lost pets. And at this point, over 50 police departments have partnered with Ring to offer free or discounted smart camera systems to residents, raising concerns surrounding their partnerships with law enforcement and the potential sharing of customer information without the consumer's knowledge. Police want access to the security footage, but police who partner with Ring or other systems are supposed to only have access to footage if residents cooperate. So despite this, some police departments have attempted to circumvent the Fourth Amendment in order to force the turnover of footage or requiring it to be mandatory in some of the giveaway promotions. Ring is also a major contributor to the issue of increased false alarms faced by emergency response centers or public safety answering points across the country. Whereas ADT alarm events are based on numerous data points and is a smarter alarm event, Ring's DIY security systems have far higher rates of false alarms than make it to the peace apps. And with data breaches occurring on what seems to be a daily basis, the potential for hacking of camera feeds may compromise the safety of the owners of surveillance equipment as hackers learn the habits and routines of homeowners, including their work schedules and any potential gaps where children may be left alone in the home. It was also revealed that Ring has numerous privacy breaches, most notably earlier this year, as its employees were found to be spying on customers through the Ring cameras. And then the one that most of us have, and I recently got into the whole Apple Watch thing, but your smartphone, your watch, and other devices can be enabled to spy on you. And it's true. Your phone has a mic. Your smartwatch has a mic. With all this advancing technology, the potential for being spied on has never been higher in human history. At a cybersecurity conference this past March in Germany, security researcher Christopher Bleckmann-Dreher exposed in detail the vulnerabilities in GPS-enabled smartwatches. He started his research after Germany banned the sale of a brand of smartwatch that allows parents to listen in on their children due to a vulnerability that easily allowed hackers to snoop on children and families. It's a very simple thing, really, when you think about it. I mean, it's 2019. I found out today that Rick Ocasek passed away. And I remember when Rick Ocasek had just burst on the scene in music. Time has changed. Time changes. It marches on. And here we are in 2019, and one of my, somebody I listen to all the time in the clubs, because he used to play in the clubs, has passed away. 75 years old. We aren't going back to the Stone Age. Nor should we. But in consideration of all the potential intrusions of privacy hiding in plain sight, and, you know, this brings about certain issues as far as, guns are concerned, because if they can see certain things, I've got most of my relatives put a piece of tape over their camera on their laptops. I don't. I don't know what they would see. They just see me typing. And I don't leave it open when it's, you know, when it's not in use. So I'm pretty broad. So when I'm sitting in front of the laptop, I'm taking up most of the laptop. But it is imperative that we truly understand the depth of access that we're allowing into our lives. Because you know, these devices and applications, they're supposedly designed to simplify our life, but they haven't. They haven't. I would love to cover some of these questions. These are some questions they haven't asked in the debates, like, why do you think life expectancy started declining unexpectedly after Obamacare went into effect? Did President Obama contribute to the drug overdose crisis by dictatorially stopping a years-long investigation into a billion-dollar-a-year drug-running operation by terrorists to appease Iran? Why is it racist to enforce immigration laws that Congress passed? That's a pretty good one right there. I really like that one. How would people from the Bahamas be evacuated without the benefit of planes and boats that are powered by fossil fuels? President Obama repeatedly said the Constitution didn't allow him to dictatorially change immigration law, but did it anyway with DACA. Is it okay for a president to violate the Constitution if Congress doesn't do what they like? Houston has 2.3 million people. Chicago has 2.7 million people. Well, I can't get into that one. We're running out of time. Back again in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.